Siman Reish Ayin Tes. We did Tefei. We're doing the Mishnah Berurah still in Tefei. I think I ran through. We finished Mishnah Berurah. Okay. Yeah. Vav. Siman Reish Ayin Tes. Vav. Ne'er Shelo Hidlikud by Ba'isir Shabbos. Afilahu Shalcheres the Moyus. Afilahu Shal Neft the Masriach. Mutal Taltaloi. The Muktamachos Mias is Mutter. So it's a klishim lataliyaser. So it's mutter the tarkub the sharp makamai. But we would have a half minute to argue because it's meis and people find it repulsive. That should make it into a higher level of muksa. So that's what we're saying, that we pass on like Rav Shimon and muksa machos meis. It's something which is people find repulsive as long as it still has some function. People are not masiyah dasrimits. They tend to use it, and therefore it's not muksa. Mutzalat Hatzalot Yutes Bishtabura. Vaftu Klisham Ataliyaser, Mikom Malkam, the Tarkup of Makamai Mutter, Kamashakasa, the Simon Shenches, Sef Kimo. So you'll have to move with the Tarkup of the Sarah Makamai.
Why is it a Klisham Lachtaliyaser?
That's a hard question. Let's go back to it. So mutter hoel beikar teres kliyale the chazal ktsuy beimona simel it's mias, so you wouldn't necessarily use it for certain purposes, but there are purposes that you would use it for. Therefore, a person is not maxadasimet, etc. So the assumption is. Even though, you know, it itself doesn't burn, but since without it holding the oil, it would not be able to burn, so this is the kli which allows the whole process of hadlaka, so it's a kli shem lach d'leser, even though it's being very passive in the malacha. Rav Kiviger does bring a sheet, I think it's a Rash, which holds it's not even kli shem lach d'leser, it's nothing because it's passive.
It doesn't do the malacha.
Right, so, but the assumption is that since without it being there, It's impossible to light, or very, very difficult to light oil without some type of container. The container is really what's facilitating the hadlaka. So that's called, it is an integral part of the hadlaka process. It's called klishma lataliyaser. So that's the assumption.
Rabbi Rosenbaum, I think, was moving an electric fan on Shabbos. And he quoted, I'm pretty sure, Rabbi Einemar, who was not there, because for the same kind of reason. The fan doesn't do the malacha. You do the malacha. You turn the fan on, but you don't. It's not like a hammer. You do the malacha with the hammer. Very similar to this. And the whole body of the fan is part of what, you know, is pulling all the electricity.
I can't quote what Rabbeinu said.
Right.
But there's a tshuva for Moshe about fans. Which I think I discussed with him once at one point in time. I don't remember exactly, but the way that Shubhra Moshe goes is like this. The Klish Malata L'Isser, how do we say this? When you deal with electricity, the question of electricity, so there are probably three different ways to say the question. Right? So there's electricity in the context of a nair, which then the issue is the idea of lighting in there, is that considered a form of a malacha, of havara, etc.? Which that's been accepted that that's considered havara. Then there's an electric, some type of utensil, etc., which the malacha it does is a malacha which is asur doing Shabbos. So I have a mixer, it's doing lisha. It's doing so. The question is consider my ma'isa when I turn it on. I'm doing it. The machine is doing it. That's considered your ma'isa. So the malach over there is lisha. And then there are things which use electricity, but they're not doing anything wrong. Right? So it's moving air. There's no way to move air. So that situation over there, we that's what you start dealing with. The question is: so what exactly is the issue of turning on electricity? But Ramesh's point is that the function of the kli is to move air. The fact that it does electricity is incidental. In regards, so that's not our shaila. Our shaila over here is it's almost the opposite. Over here, it's the incidental. The fact that there's a fire burning on it is. But over there, who said there's an issue to have electricity flowing through? There's always to have electricity flowing through something. Bad set.
Actually,
we assume it's
Michael
Patrick or
some things.
I understand. But that's the turning it on. Right. The acre function is not to turn on. Right. So the purpose of fans is to turn them on.
It's not to turn them on. Right.
The purpose of fans is to blow. Right. Right? So it's that the cleats will have to listen. Otherwise, while it's blowing, electricity running through it. Okay, there's always something like electricity running through something. Right. It's just turning on a job. So, that's not cleats will have to listen, because the function of a fan is not to turn them on a job.
Right.
But over here, the function is to light an air. You know, the point is to have an air lit.
No. So they're more close to the
malach. Right, right. The only question is, it's passive.
Right.
Okay, Zion. Menorah. This is Ger Derbonon. Bein Gedol Bein Kham, it's a large one, whether it's a small one. Im Hishal Prokim, if it's made of parts, which should be attached and detached. So you know how to move it. Cheshin and Shema Tipo, but he's parik. So there's a gzera derbon. We're afraid that sometimes it'll fall. It comes apart into pieces, and the person will put it back together again. And that's also because it's some level of making a kli. A feel of im ainu shaprokim. If it's one piece, it's a solid piece. But im yesh bacharitzin saviv. If it looks as if it was made out of pieces, there's the notches that you would have, etc., on it, the threading that you would have, which would approximate what it would look like if it's made out of pieces. So also the tatal, it's also similar to the movement. You know, there's real luck on the previous sim I went on a little bit. Let's finish the mission over here. We'll go back to that. Menorah chafalef. I feel like he chadash shaladika ba me'erlam. So the issue is not because, so it's never been used. And we'll see in the Bera Lacha that we hold as manalah milsehi. So it's not muksa. Yet, never been used. But there's a different issue of moving it because of the gezeira that you might drop it and you'll put it together again. And so the Kli Ayin Taz had the Kamam Sim and Tavkav Yotes Sif Beis. That on Yom Tov it's mutter to put the pieces together if you do it loosely. Dark Elias Rafui Ishori, which calls the Sim Shin Yom Gimel Sif Vav. And there, the chiddush is a yom tov, even if the normal derech is to put them together tightly, which would be considered a halachic iser. And normally, there's a gzera doing it loosely, because you might do it tightly. But a yom tov, they're a makel, and they remove that gzera. But if the derech is to do it roughly all the time, the way this type of menorah is held together is always loose, so then it's motiv ben hashab, is to put it together loosely. But if you screw it in, that's considered by definition being tight. That's not considered dark elias roughly. The point he's saying is that wasn't such a common threading, wasn't common. So the definition of tight was that you would wedge something in and you would nail it in, etc. So you say, well, these aren't nailed in or wedged in, etc. But the act of screwing them together approximates the same accomplishment as being tight. But it has charitzim and looks like shaprokim is also the tatalo. Mishum the michlap is shaprokim. So it's exera, it's tarp of the thing, because I also saw this whole thing is better just to stay away from it. So the Leichters, which we use, which was not the oil lamps that they were talking about, whatever they were talking about, it's a totally different thing. But in the Maisa, it's made out of prokim, and you have this gezeira. So in Sivov, we said if it had not been lit, it's mutter to move it. It's only talking about the case of Neres or Shanachal Prokim, because then they don't have this gzera, and then you have to involve with the Muxi issues.
What a Shal Prokim. What a great.
In Sif Vav, we said that if you do not light, use the snare on this Shabbos, so they don't have a problem with Muxa because of the fact that it's lit. So you're allowed to move it in Sarkub and Sarkub Makama. Now we're saying you can't even move it in Sarkub and Sarkub Makama because if it's made out of Prokim, there's a Xeri, it might drop, come apart, and the person will put it back together again. So when I tell you in Sif Vav, it's Muxa to move them, it's talking about a case that wasn't made out of Prokim. Either one, right?
What
are haritzim like? Look like it's made after. Haritzim are little grooves around the. You would see it looking like it's as if the places where the joints come together, it looks like they're joined as prokim, even though they're not really. So it's really one big piece. But the person put he accentuated all of the curves and all of the different places where the different parts are meet. With some type of grooves around them, so that's the problem. Tell the real law of Neir Shlach Hadikah Bavos Shabbos Mutzal Taltele. Okay, I'm Mishabura. The Davka the Sarkufa Makamai the Ota be Sharkli the Shlach Taliaser. It's still Kli Shlach Taliaser, so they Mutzal the Sarkufa Sark Makamai. Because the Rabba the Davka means Shamish Boy Pamachas. It's been used once. Shadikah Boy Pamachas Bechol. It's not lit now, but it was lit at some point in time. It's never been used. You're just designated that you're going to use it for that purpose. Therefore, you can move it. That is even the tzark, the item itself. The tzarek gufa of the person, the tzarek mekaymai of the item that the person could use it, and here is the tzarek gufa of it itself. Without the people going to be sad, the das rama muksa machos me is a feeling imakli ein malatul yisur rakshumos levad gam ken ein mutter ki im the tzarek gufa umakaymai dafka. That's a more of a ran mashal asir lehu kavosei bezet einsha. So the Ran learns in the. I'm sorry, not the Rambam. The Prima Gadol learns in the Rambam that Muksa Machus Mi is that we said we pass the Kamshim that it's not Muksa, it means not Muksa the Gamri. But it is Muksa that you can only move it the Tzarek Gufoy Umakayma, just like Klish Vlat Eliezer. So. Right. See, even if I would tell you over here that the Nair is not called Klish Malat Elisir, the Karn the Rambam would still be limited to Tzarek Gufa and Tzarek Makamai. Because it's Muksa Machmas Mias. In the case of it lit before, it's Muksa Machmas Mias.
So if it's never been used, what makes it a Kli? If you say it's not a Klish Malat Elisir because that's Mana Lav Nelsa, I don't think that has money to make it a Kli.
It was made for that purpose.
It was made for the purpose, right? But we don't. But if you say it has mana lav milsa, therefore it's not a kli shem lach to leiser, then why is it a kli at all? Why isn't it just a piece of metal?
The definition of a kli, is as long as it has a usage, it's called a kli. That Chazal came along and said people are not maksadas for things which have function.
Right.
So as long as it has function, a person is not maksadas from it.
Right.
So with regards to the issues of muksa mitzadet, as long as it has a potential function, it's considered a kli. Regards to the din of kli shemalat al-isser, you need a yichud for that purpose.
Even though I say only reasonable use, it's not that it's something that it's ambiguous how you would use it.
So that's the person discussed. If you have something which is no other usage for it,
like
no. Oh, well, even with her.
Is it a hammer? I mean, what do you mean?
No, I don't know what you could use it for. I mean, you could use it to hang something on. There's potential other. I can guarantee you that there's menorahs in people's houses which are gathering, which are using as they hang your jewelry on them.
So there are treadmills for sure, but
what?
There are treadmills that you hang your clothes on.
Right. Okay. So, yeah. Exactly. The only thing is the Baal HaMor says it was something which it mamash has no other function. He also actually it becomes more the klishmat the lesser, because its primary function you cannot do on Shabbos. Everything else there's no other function. So that's more chomer, and maybe that wouldn't need a ma'aseh zmona because there's nothing else to decide it for. You know, to miyached it. The argument pashas a lot of these things. Unless it's, let's have an argument saying you have a very expensive camera, so the function of the camera is to take pictures. That's also in Shabbos. You won't do anything else with it because it's expensive. So maybe that would need a yichud. Okay. Simon Reish Pei, Tasha Shemita B'Shabbos, Zot Mechaber Sefa'al, Tasha Shemita, Mitanuge Shabbosi, Picho Oynos Tamechachomim, Habriim, Le'ali Shabbos, Le'ali Shabbos. So it's appropriate for them to mimikayim the mitzvah of oino, the responsibility of conjugal rights for the wife on Shabbos. Yishabura oinos, b'yizor l'kayim anos, so it's a chiyuv, so a person has to be careful about it. Mitzvah lechol shum erev Shabbos, or le'ali Shabbos, v'umi didin shar devorim, hamar b'mizera, ayin simen tov reish ches. So there's a tchadas ezra that the person should eat shum, garlic, because it helps produce zera. And I'm not sure why it's not been his kaim. Okay.
What? It's not been his kaim?
I don't see people makban on this. What?
Midag of eating garlic?
Yeah. I don't see people being makban on it.
Well, they should be. It's become more popular recently for health reasons in general.
I understand. I'm saying, but if you look back 20 years ago, 30 years ago, there's a dinner over here that you're supposed to eat it. I don't eat shum on Friday nights.
There's a Moroccan fish Friday night. There's garlic in it.
Okay. I'm saying, okay. I don't know why it's not, you don't see it being this Kabul. Mm-hmm. You have to be careful. It shouldn't be, if it's raw garlic, it's not good. It's if it has to be roasted garlic. Right? These Persians should not eat salty things. They're not good for that. Okay, kidneys. So chiyavon is according to the person's ability, physical ability. So a person not able to, he do it regularly, he does it less regularly. That's his chiyavon. Le'el Shabbos, from Le'el Shabbos, Hanu Levad Le'el Tefillah. Tzarek Le'yizorek, Shekarim Shegiyah Halayla Chayav Le'haris Chiba, Yeser V'Ava Im Yishtoi, Mitzarek Le'armer Shelo Yergel Shum Ketot Tebe'er Shabbos. So a person has to be careful. They don't get to fight Erev Shabbos because it's not going to allow them to be kind of mitzvah oiner properly, which is not just the physical maisa, but it means the emotional intimacy with the wife. If she's angry at her husband, it's not going to work.
That's Erev Shabbos is definitely the hardest time to.
Yep. Beis muta libo lechachilo b'shilo b'Shabbos bein b'mishum chayva b'mishum tzarlo. Even though a man, when he does a ma'aseh bila in a psula, he breaks the psulim. That doesn't have a din of chayvul, and it's not also because of the tzar. Mr. Bura Dalad, it's not considered chayvul. Why not? Why more says Mishum the dam mifke pocket? The way the dam by the psulim is. It's a little bit different than the regular way dam is held in the body. Danu shadam v'sulim einam muvla because of yitzarechem. Elakonus usham b'mufka k'mufka r'mutzah b'sechakli. It's held inside of a container. He just opened it up and the dam came out. So it's not called Chayvu. And now Yeshua, the Mimakim, she's passing the Minig Lahakram, because there's another opinion in the Gemara. And Lahakal Lahem. So you shouldn't change the Psak. I will tell you, because Khalid Allah says, Isser Bezeh. Where Shemati Shechsinim, Gaina Erlem, Noga Batim, Heter Bezeh, Alkain, Ein Chashash, Chumra Bezeh Klau, Mimakra Ein Elamina Masmiim, person will be Machmer. Is acting in a way which is would arouse our question. How dare you? Why are you doing such a thing? I come and say, "Mishin l'tesu, katan yural b'magen ram." The chila early after nachar chupa, yichud gomer kadem hashabbos. Shemir chil pashalano lebikir chupa. Came mishin yisyapto achakak hashabbos. Yachakak kadem kinyan hashabbos. So the din of that when a person does nesuin, he gets the rights to Yerusha and Hermaisi Adayim, etc. So that's a form of Kenyan. So often you cannot do that on Shabbos. So if a person, they would get married many times, the standard in Europe, many places, was they would get married Arab Shabbos. This way, they would then use the Suda Shabbos as the Suda Chasna. So they would combine the expense of the two together. They did chuppah under the chuppah. So if you hold, that's considered nesuin. So he was ready kainer before Shabbos, and then when they do yichud on Shabbos, so he's not being kainer anything. But if you hold that the chuppah, which we do, is not considered the valid the kinyan, that's not nesuin. Nesuin is only when they do yichud. So you have to care, make sure that they do yichud before Shabbos. Otherwise, they're doing a kinyan on Shabbos. Now, when he says yichud gomer, he doesn't say exactly what Yichud Gomer means. It just means that they're in a room. Shaburis Pesach over there in Shilam Ates is you don't need Yichud or Alabiyah. Yichud just means they're in a place which is designated for them, even if there's somebody else in the room. That's still considered Yichud, and you're still kind of for the halachas of the purposes of the Suin. The only scenario where you need Yichud or Alabiyah is in the case of a person that kind of says Salmana, or a person marrying a woman who's a Ba'ula. Then it's not because he's not kind of the chuppah until they do yichud or alabiyah. So a person would be marrying an almana, he would have to make sure that he did a yichud or alabiyah with a private yichud before Shabbos. The Rambam sheet is that you need yichud or alabiyah, and therefore, according to the Rambam, it's not enough just to do a yichud which somebody else would be in the room, or the room would be visible from the outside, etc. So the reason why you go to some chassis and you know the machmer that you know that the door should be locked, there's a be machmer for the Rambam. But according to Mishnah Berurah, you don't have to lock the door because even somebody walk in is mutter. So why do you have to lock the door? So I had a maisa once with Rabbi Einemer. That's Mishnah Berurah and Shin Lamites. So and I once in a while you know I've had this conversation with Bachman. I said, where is Mishnah Berurah discussed halacha, the definition of Hilchos Yichud regards to by chasnas, what's considered Yichud by chasnas, a valid Yichud? I don't know, like, where did Mishnah Berurah discuss that? So I had a mice, it was by Mordechai Hayetz Chasna, maybe Izzy Hayetz Chasna, I forget which one. So the room which the hotel had designated to be used for the purposes of Yichud, it turned out it had windows facing the street and the curtains were sheer. And you could see in from the... it was towards the evening, so there was light on the room, so you could see in from the outside into the room. So the Adam, who were designated as the Adam, came running to Rabbi Einemer, who already had left the procession and went into the hall where and seated himself, and I was sitting with him. They came running in, the people could see inside. So Rabbi Einemer says, okay. He's like, it's inside. He says, okay. The conversation went around once or twice. He says, it's a Mishnah Berurah. Right? So then he started laughing, So they asked me afterwards, where's this Mishnah Berurah? They weren't going to ask him, So he says, it's in Siman Shin Lamites.
What is that Siman?
Shin Lamites.
What? What's the
topic? Topic is different. That's the simian that you can't do kinyan on Shabbos. You can't, So the Teichat Morim talks about the kinyan of you can't do kedushin on Shabbos. So amongst those things, it discusses this issue also. Okay.
But this is only a Shabbos issue. In other words, the chasen is taking place.
No, well, you need a yichud at some point, not you need a yichud so they can do the yichud when they get home. You preferably. The Gemara says that if they wouldn't do yichud by the chasen, they would do yichud later on in the evening. So we can, and it's also valid. There's no eidim by the door, but people know that they became together. That's called the fact that everybody knows that they're together. It's constitutes an eidus. So if you want to have the kiyum of eidus mamish. You you have to do that at some point in time. Otherwise, you rely on that sort of A to Yichud or A to B. Yeah. Siman Reish Pei Aleph. Ein Lishchus.
What A to Yichud?
The Mor says, Hein, Hein, A to Yichud, Hein, Hein, A to B. Okay. They shouldn't bow by the phrase "L'cha anachnu moedim," which you say something similar, some close similar to that lashon in Nishmas. So you don't bow over there. Shein lishchus elav mukaymus. Shomer Chachamim. Fine. There's an issue of being Moisef al Kriyas. I think we discussed this slightly back in Simon Nun Vav, where the Mechaber says that you're supposed to bow at different places in the Kaddish. And the Mishabur does not make any comments on it, but the Gros says not to, because you have a problem being Moisef on the Kriyas. So, why Mechaber over here says you should not do it, or Mechaber over there says you should do it, I don't know. There's a whole sefer on the laws of Kriyas, etc. Most of the Kriyas, he has a lot of pages on this issue, but I don't know. I never went through it. The sefer is over 600 pages long, and all the different potential issues of halachas of bowing, etc.
Why did the
Mechaber
doesn't mention Shabbos here, right?
Because this was part of we don't have the exact same nusach in Nishmas. Apparently there was a nusach that he had in Nishmas, so that was where this issue came up, so therefore he pointed out over here. Hagom Noigim, new point, Shem Shabbos Ma'akrim Yerzim Lovel Levin Sekneses Mipachol. So the minhag is to start davening later on Shabbos. So you see that even the korban talmid during the weekdays it was said to be brought very very early, and Shabbos used lashon of yoy. Some people are very very, it's one of their favorite mitzvahs. They're very machmir on this halacha. We add in different things to sing. We're talking about during davening. They would add in different things to. But if you all of these things that you're adding in, they're not ma'akev. Mavad imloy omer lekel shel shabbos. That paragraph, Maximus, that's part of that's required. It's appropriate to be marach and to make it pleasant. You should not be moicha, even because you want to go have a chance to learn more. But you can't go too long, because we want you to start the meal before chatzos.
Did the Bnei Yeshiva skip this Ramah?
Which part of being ma'acher? Yeah, we are ma'acher. During the weekday, 7:30. Shabbos is 8 o'clock.
No. That's not what I meant. I mean, Marichim b'Zmiras.
Marichim b'Zmiras. We are. We sing the Kelodin. Come on, the Litvaks. They don't know how to sing. So what do you want from them?
The minyan isn't at 7:30 in the weekday mornings anymore. It's a quarter to 8.
That's true too. Mishabur Machrin, the Kumakam Sikhim is Ursula Labra is my Kriyashma. Rashi Master Shagam Bashabas Mitzvah Meyer, Likra is Kriyashma, Kibasikin. It's a pro Rashi, it seems to hold even on Shabbos, it's appropriate to dive in early. Kibasikin. Okay, hold over. Hanu called over Shemasipin, Mishreel Shabbos. Everything which you add is not Mahakev. I feel Nishmas, even Nishmas, which we add. Because of Shabbos, if a person would forget it, you would not have to go back. But by the Kelesha Shavas, then you do have to go back. So what does it mean? So a person skipped that whole paragraph and he's davening the regular weekday Yotzer Or. So now, so he calls it in the bracha. Everybody would agree you would go back and correct it. I mean, even other things you kasha would go back. So what's the issue? You finished it already. So you go back and say the bracha over again. What are we telling you to do? So Ella, it means the achat tefilas shmonesre yarmer k'tekach bli bracha v'yasal mishavach noistim loy. What it means is that you finish off your daven, you say shmonesre, and then you go back. You say that paragraph independent of being part of a bracha. So where do you start from mishavach noistim loy, and you say the paragraph of lekel asher shavas. But other things, if you skip them, you have no Indian of going back and adding it in afterwards. If, however, he realized before he finished off the bracha in that bracha itself, then he should go back. People got him achsham. He should mezayin tzarchiyim. Yeah, pastor, the shavach nosim lo correct. Because the yadam come welcome nearly shall he dalek the chetchila nusat the kedusha shabbos. Call yaduch kedai his bala betzibur. She calls in nizker bezoyer. Shamino the nusach bracha kachi. So a person could argue if b'di'evit I don't have, it's not ma'akiv. So the case where I came late and by skipping it I will daven tefila betzibur. Maybe it's appropriate that I should bedafka skip it, or say tefila betzibur. So he says no, that's not true. Okay. It's interesting. Mishabur does not mention kelodon. He mentions the kol yuduch, and he mentions the kelod shashavas. He doesn't mention kelodon. But the Mercedes points out that in that Zoyer it mentions Keladon also. Lahanim, Hanel Amr ben Nigun Sheish ben Nigun, to say it in a tone which has is pleasant. Ken Shoresim a Pesukah Zimra. Avlo Laharik Harbe. It doesn't mean that you have to extend it out tremendously. Kar Hifligo Hakadim Hakadmanim Begnus Hamasharim Marichim Mafridim. People who would these chazanim, so you make each syllable stand by itself, so it loses the pierce of the word, or you separate words from each other, you lose the thought of the sentence. We also mutzi kilkol ayadim and the gunim b'siyam abracha kashanim akol amen. Tvam oinim kaidim shiasayim mamash abracha. See that you have a problem that he's stretching out the word. People say amen before they finish. He actually finishes saying the word. Or alternatively, he finishes the word, then he continues singing. Everybody's singing with him, and then they answer amen with a gap between the word and the amen. See that both those are problems. So that's to be discouraged. Mishabur pointed out, by the way, in Kaddish, you know, the Imru Amein is not really part of the body of Kaddish that we're saying, these Kadel, these Kadesh, Rabo, right? That thought So Bagalov is my Kariv, the Imru Amen, the thought ends Bagalov is my Kariv. And then there's like this, then there's like, and let's everybody say Amen. But the main point is, you're saying Amen not to, let's say Amen, you're saying Amen to everything up to Bagalov is my Kariv. So you have the Chazan who stings Imru Amen. Extend the long niggin. So Mishabur says, "You just say Amen. Don't wait for him to finish that, because you know he's not answering Amen to Bimur Amen. He answers Amen to Bagalav is Makariv. So if he schleps out of Bimur Amen with the Gatz niggin, it's the wrong time to say. You say, you know, forget about the Chaz and Amen. You know, so."
Yeah, Rabbi also pointed out to me that you say the Imru Amen, you don't say the Imru and wait for them to say Amen, because that doesn't make any sense.
Correct. That's also right.
And that relates to the way that I've heard some people actually drop it, will say, instead of the Imru, and people say Amen, they'll say the Imru Amen.
Yeah.
So that it will be.
Yeah, because it's the Chazan telling everybody, inviting everybody to say Amen. Right, so it's. Okay. Even though it's appropriate to extend the singing, etc., and a person who's moicha should not be moicha, but they shouldn't extend it too much. Take a look at the Bir Lacha, I'll hold it here. She says, Nishmas, even Nishmas, you don't go back.
What, a person who's moicha shouldn't be moicha?
Right, because even like because of Bittul Torah, he said, you know, like, you know, hey, our minig of our shul is not to be marach, like, you know, a pax on your minig. There's no such minig. The minig is to be daven nicely on Shabbos. That was intense. Okay, Bir Halacha. I'm Shabur Mashik Savdi and Filan Ishmas. Who me darkim Moshe? It's a Ramah. But the Imnizker Kajeskol Yishtabach. He realized when he started Yishtabach that he skipped Nishmas. Yishtabach that Tzad Shaloi Omer Baruch Ato Hashem Kel Melech Yatzol Nishmas Yomer Kesedah. He should go back to Nishmas in that situation, say all Nishmas, and then say that first part of the Yishtabach again as well. Okay. Now, Vim Iker Lo B'le Beis HaKnesses. So a person came late and he has to skip something. So Yosef Toyev Shidalag Mipsuk the Zimra B'lo Yidalag Nishmas. The Chagadim says, even though I just told you that Nishmas is not Mahakev, but the choice was between the Nishmas, which there was the more calls of Brichas Hashir, so it's not Stama, it's Kanas Chazal. So that to skip that, even though it's not Mahakev, it's still better to say that, and you'll skip some of the Kapitlach of Pesukah Zimra than. So he says, like the Chagadim says in Klal Yutest in Vabai and Shom. The Mishra quoted before. The Chayyadim says that Ad Kedekach, he says that if a person, like we're saying over here, this idea, if a person would come late and he says Baruch Shomer Ashrei Yishtabach, and then he starts Birchus Kriyashma Hel Batav Tila B'Tzibur, but he says Baruch Shomer Ashrei Nishmas Yishtabach Hel Mist Tila B'Tzibur, he should say Nishmas and Mist Tila B'Tzibur. So even though it's not Ma'akim B'Di Yebed, it's the Chachil, it's the Tekan of the Seid, you should not skip it, the Chachil even for Tila B'Tzibur. Okay.